Your date won't text you back, but they'll talk to us.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurtz, what happened?
On Star 102.5.
So we talked to Sabrina. She told us a little bit about what's happened so far between her and Mike. They met at Lifetime, and she's afraid she texted too much. And that's why she's being ghosted. So now we're going to get Mike's side of things. He's agreed to come on and talk to us. Hey, Mike, it's Ken, Colleen, and Kurt. How you doing?
Oh, that's cool. I'm good. How you doing?
Well, good. We're calling on behalf of Sabrina. She got a hold of us. She told us you guys met at Lifetime and decided you work nearby each other, so you decided to go out for a lunch date. She thought you got along pretty well. But now she's a little surprised she hasn't been hearing back from you. A little surprised, mm-hmm. because she did tell us that she texted you a few times that night and was worried she came on too strong. So what's going on? Why haven't you called her back? Are you not interested, or something happened for you? What's happening?
I don't know. I mean, to be honest, I really like her. You know, she actually just sent me a text the other day, but I just think we're kind of different types of people.
All right. How? Like, what does that mean?
Okay, so I like to travel, and I'm actually planning a trip across the, you know, the United States. I'm basically giving up everything, my job, my apartment. I kind of want to travel the world. That's my ambition. I'm going to live out of a van, and I got to be honest, I don't think she's that type of a woman. I don't think she'd be down to do that.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's a big change.
That is mm-hmm. a huge change.
Okay. Well, okay, of course, you know, Sabrina is listening in. Sabrina, so Mike is saying it wasn't apparently that you texted him too much, but he's got big plans.
Yes. How do you feel about an adventure with Mike?
Oh, hell no. I like indoor plumbing too much.
See? I told you.
Yeah.
I knew she wouldn't be down to do it.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, if you're going off on months, or I don't know how long you want to go.
Quitting your job, yeah. Dumping the apartment.
It's indefinite.
Yeah. Right. You need to find that person that wants to do that with you.
And one person living out of a van is going to be tough enough.
Yeah. I mean, it'll be perfect for me.
What's that?
It'll be perfect for me.
Well, I hope so. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I hope so.
Well, it sounds like a great adventure, and good for you for doing it. Yeah. And clearly, you were right. That Sabrina is not as down for it as you are. So it looks like this is over here, right? At least until you get back. If you come back.
Yeah, I mean, as I said, I'm planning on traveling the world. So I think we just probably aren't the right match.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
That's cool. I wish you could have been honest about that. That wouldn't have been a big deal, you know?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. My bad on that. Sorry.
Okay. Well, Sabrina, you wanted to know, and now you do. It's not you. It's he loves the world more than he does any woman.
And his van.
Okay. Good luck to both of you. Have fun on the trip, Mike. Sounds like mm-hmm. a great time. Sabrina, you know what happened now. Good luck to you, too, okay?
Thanks.
All right. Thanks for being on the show. Take care. Bye-bye.
Dumped. Dumped. Ghosted.
Call the ghost. Busters.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurtz, what happened on Star 102.5?